And now,
Capital 263.
What time is it?
Keep It Real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine, with
Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
What's good, Brian?
Not that much, man. The week was chilled.
It's been a minute. I feel like I last saw you a long time ago, my guy.
I wonder why, though.
That's a mystery, man. I've been on the set.
I was busy trying to survive 60 days of January.
All right.
So I'm feeling good.
Yeah, it feels good to be in February.
At
least the news is coming and it's burning hot. I was just laughing, just looking at my timeline this past week. It's been crazy.
Well, hip-hop is always entertaining, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's just start off with the MC Cut versus Tiara Baluti thing.
I don't understand how the verses got in between them. Those two seem to have been working so well together.
Looks so solid. Where's that screenshot? She was basically just saying, hey, MC Cut, leave me alone, blah, blah, blah.
She made it sound like MC Cut was making moves on the back, in the background.
More like they were an item, but Ndakuramba, leave me alone
is,
now.
Is she not married, though?
Where did you hear that, Brian?
How is she married, bro?
From where, Brian? Who's your source?
Hey, you know I can't reveal my sources, but I heard she married.
But anyway, but
that's where she got the surname Baluti.
But all the like posts where MC Cut was commenting, he was just basically saying, "No, guys, there's a song coming out. I executive produced. It's called Dololo, produced by Simba Tags. So I don't know if this means to promote new music."
That sounds kind of shady. Because if there's a song coming out, then you'd shut up until the song comes out and then say, "This is why Tiara was going off." Yeah. Right now, he just sounds like a sore loser who's refusing to get dumped.
But then again, I inboxed Tiara on IG and I was asking her, is this like an Olinda Chappelle kind of thing? And she's like, nah, I'm for real. So I don't know what's what, but we'll see in the
speaking of Olinda and Titan.
Yeah.
Speaking of Olinda and Titan, you two, that shit you pulled, that was bullshit. Don't do it again.
Anyway, but you were there for it. I'm sure you were there for it, just watching and being entertained.
By Olinda. Nah, bro, I blocked that chick.
Okay.
And I wasn't about to use the word chick.
All right. Let's keep it on. Keep moving whilst it's still pleasant, because I know you might just let it rip.
Yeah, let's keep
Brian moving. Willis. And Stunna, just keeping it with the new music. Stunna released a track called Rapera with a Maskiri Jab in there. I don't know why he would poke at a legend, but anyway, it's hip-hop, right?
The one thing that I will give Stunna is he always keeps hip-hop entertaining. He always crosses that line that people are just too scared to cross.
Maskiri? Who's a favorite Maskiri?
Stunna.
Okay, all right.
I said Stunna.
Yeah.
Not say Stunna crosses the line?
I know you said crosses the line. I mean like with Maskiri in this song. I'm just
so
thinking,
you're saying Maskiri is not a formidable
asking,
like rapper. What
I'm
are you
asking.
Saying?
It's a question,
Maskiri,
right?
You heard it from Tao. I mean Celatine. He's the one who's saying that you're not scary. Because Maskiri is pretty sick with the freestyles, bro.
I love that.
He's got a track dropping today. And I don't know if it's a response, but there's a track dropping from Maskiri.
All I know is there are no bars for me in there anyway. So anyway, let's just see how it goes, man. I'm here for it. And with this new music, McLean, one of my favorite producers in Zim right now, man, dropped an album or EP. All My Feelings, right?
I'm hearing it's an album.
Okay, so it's an album. But his boy's been on fire.
He's been hitting it. He's got a few hits.
I know he got snubbed at the Zim Hip Hop Awards, and I was really like rooting for him to win. But I know he's got 2018 is on lock. Yeah,
you were rooting for him.
I was
to
rooting
win.
For him. I said it on Twitter.
What did you say when Take Fizzle won?
What did I say?
When Take Fizzle won,
what did I say?
Weren't you saying stuff like, "Yeah, my man's Take Fizzle took it." Blah blah. Did
they
you say
were,
anything
that
about
was a,
McLean?
That was a tough category.
Did you say anything
yes,
about
I did.
McLean?
Yes, I did.
Whatever. Take Fizzle. The relationship you have with this guy here is very fickle. Don't trust him.
Anyway, Fizzle knows what it is. But yeah. I'm here for that album. Just to segue a little bit, I was listening to Mbiru Kuna Faro. That's another project McLean is involved in. My favorite song is Bad MC. Okay, songs. Bad MC and the Ndiye track.
Bad MC, was it the first one?
That's the first one.
I love that track.
And dude is just warming up to get into the rest of the EP. But Bad MC and Ndiye.
I still haven't listened to it.
Those are my joints.
I feel bad. I feel terrible.
Hey, man. I don't know. Maybe you got pistols with the young man, man. I don't know.
Pills.
Yeah. You squash that. I remember that, how the interview last year went with him. Might have to revisit that one. You're bullying
him out on his bullshit video, and I still think the video was bullshit.
Okay.
But the kid has got bars. There's nothing wrong with me being honest with the guy. The show is called Keep It Real Friday.
If you say so. If you say so.
I know
but
so.
But anyway, let's keep it moving. I was gutted when I didn't manage to go to the Changamire Festival Awards.
Isha, apologies to Zimboy.
I had my press cards ready to and stuff, but you know, things happened. I don't know what happened on your side, Brian, because what happened?
I had a family emergency with my daughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll explain, but I'll take up like these precious minutes and the producers.
There is no
waving.
Explanation, is basically but, what he's saying.
But Nungo Fego Zangu Juice Rachpang. For this and
but
shout out to the winners, but I have some reservations as well about some of these winners.
We always
the
gonna
show.
Have reservations, man. These are awards.
But yeah, some of the winners from the night were best male went to T-Gonz.
T-Gonz,
and he was presented by Stana, someone he was feuding with last year. And
no,
that was actually funny,
cool.
But it's cool. Yeah,
it
yeah,
was cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it was funny at all. I think that was very.
No, I mean their feud last year, not the award.
I think this was very diplomatic. Yeah. And Stana also won Best Male from the Zim Hip Hop Awards last year.
Yeah.
So Best Male giving Best Mero, let's say Best Mero, since that's what Stana calls it, Best Mero to Best Mero. So
and Few Kings. Bagged about 4 awards.
Well done to them.
Quasar, Producer of the Year, Marcus Mafia, People's Choice.
What?
Marcus Mafia, People's Choice.
What?
What do you mean, what?
How?
What do you mean, how, nigga? People voted or something.
Was Junior Brown involved in these?
I have no idea.
Was he nominated for anything? No disrespect to Marcus Mafia, and you know, well done for winning that award, but People's Choice.
Now you can disrespect. Okay, what?
People's Choice.
So he's not a People's Choice.
According to the people, he is. But
you
how?
Know, we know with that award, that's the one award where
people
actually
vote. That's why I'm shocked.
So he
how many
he
tracks
got it.
Did he drop? What did he do that was so significant for him to win People's Choice?
I'd ask the same for the best mero. But hey,
no,
we're running out of minutes.
Didn't he drop an album?
Yeah, but there's.
Didn't he drop videos?
Even if he dropped 3 albums, man. But I'll be just looking at
impact. No. Marcus
impact.
Mafia versus T-Gonz. Who deserved their award more?
To be honest.
If you say Marcus, I will chase you out of the studio.
To be what? I mean, the.
Who
that
deserved
award?
Their award more? Best male versus. What did Marcus.
People's pick? Choice.
People's choice, my guy.
But you know what? I could understand why he's a people's choice, because those awards are mainly like supported by. Mainly like the artists, and the artists who always tour with Zimboy and stuff. So
people's,
that community. So that community. And,
so
Mar-
saying,
and Marcus
okay,
Mafia always performs
so, okay,
on those stages.
So basically, what you're saying, the People's Choice Awards was voted for by people involved by the awards themselves.
No, by the spectators
which,
of those
which
awards.
People?
Which are people.
Nah. I'm
but
sorry.
Yeah,
I gotta call this
best,
one out.
Best
I don't understand it.
Best Diaspora Mlu J.
I know
he's
a
cool.
Sick rapper.
He's cool.
Dope rapper.
But some of the reservations about these awards are like for people who didn't get like awarded stuff at the Zim Hip Hop Awards, and then these are like consolation awards. So what some people may say about these.
Look, you know what? I can understand where people are coming from. I remember laughing at there were the other awards that came up. Was it not Norton? not Chishawasha, Bindura. Bindura Hip Hop Awards. I remember laughing
Bindura's
about those.
Bindura's quite big.
And I was laughing at those awards. But in all honesty, I think that's how some of these awards, that's how they start. I mean, look at BET in America. Probably they started the same way.
But
and
you know what?
Look at them now.
Changamire Hip Hop Awards, they started out small. Like someone was telling me about the very first ones they went to, and they were like very few people, like a handful of people, like his close homies. And up to this, and this from the optics and some I saw, Ten and Amara were there. They were like some, you know, some top artists over there supporting. So the optics were good,
that's,
and it's growing. And I really wish Zimboy.
That's what I call progress, man. Step by step. Rome wasn't built in a day.
And Changamire Festival was going to London this year. So we're going to see what's going to happen with that.
It was in South Africa last year, was it not?
Yeah, they were in South Africa.
Yeah.
Where he almost drowned. Where that boy almost drowned.
So, yeah, it's growing. It's growing. So, yeah, shout out to them. Shout out to the Bindura Awards. Shout out to the Norton Awards. Although I still think the shit they did with P. Mula was bullshit. But shout out to them. Shout out to the Chishawasha Hip Hop Awards. Shout out to shout out to all these small little hip hop awards that I am going to laugh at because they sound funny at first. But shout out to them.
I need to segue to P. Mula. He did some freestyle. Two weeks or a week and a half ago.
You know, when you put P. Mula and freestyle in the same sentence, the result is...
That freestyle went over a lot of people's heads, but there was a line where he says, I'm a senior brown, not junior, and he just laughs too hard. He laughs a little too hard.
Shit.
So I don't know if it was just all in passing or he was just taking jabs at the king. So I don't know, man. We're going to try and dig up that clip and play probably, but yeah.
So you think it was a jab at Junior Brown?
It was just a light tap.
No, you know what? Junior Brown is big enough for him to get... People are going to jab at him for attention. So I think it's...
I think it means expected. Something. It means something when people are actually jabbing at you. So it's an
artist.
It's
expected. Yeah. So
there's a lot of OGs. No one's talking about some of these OGs who y'all be saying, hey, paved the way.
Like
whoop-de-whoop-de. I don't want to give people free promo. But anyway, keep it locked.
It's not
this
free promo if you're
Fridays.
Telling them that they fell off.
Yeah, it's not. Oh, and we're going to get to the, and talk about more people who fell off. Anyway, guys, I'm feeling happy. First Friday is going on later on tonight. I'm going to be on the dicks. And one of our guests, Matata Guru, is going to be performing as well. Doors open at 5:30. $5 gets you in.
Unfortunately, I do not have an event that I'm going to be performing at this weekend. Well, I'm going to be at the Davis Cup.
Okay.
Tennis, if you watch that. I got free tickets because I did most of the,
Brian from
you know,
the, North.
The designs and everything, you know. So, yeah.
My events are North.
Yeah, of course. That's what I'm going to be doing during this weekend.
But anyway, let's just get to the interview. Matata Guru.
We got Matata Guru coming up next. I'm Brian Willis. No relation to Bruce.
Zimbabwe's number one social architect.
That is a lie.
Hey world, do hang with me, the Queen Dre, on The Hangover every Thursday as I bring you your pre-weekend fix on the Capital 263 Network. Keep it fresh.
Keep it real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
Hey, what's up? My name is Splits Louis, straight out of Lusape in my nickel land. So I started doing music in 2008. We formed a group called Finu Gang with other 11 guys and one female MC down here in Lusape. So since then, we've been doing music. And we've been putting it up on the internet and sharing it around on WhatsApp and Facebook and all that. So why I got into rap, I just noticed in Lusape, there's not anybody that's really made it into music. I just thought if we are the first ones to make it into music, everyone that's going to come out of the hood that's going to try to do music, they're going to have someone to look up to, and probably that's going to be us in the future. So I just thought we don't really have to move out of Lusape to make it in hip-hop, but if we do it, yeah, you know, even the guys that are going to grow into music are going to feel, yeah, we are at home. We can do hip-hop in the comfort of our homes, and we can get all the exposure we need, airplane shows and all that, but it has to start from Lusape. The really main reason is we don't need to leave so that we could make it. but we could show the world that Rusape also has got hip-hop. So that's why I really got into hip-hop. And shout out to Keep It Real Fridays for giving us the platform. Yeah.
Life is a game. It's called face. But don't play with me. Tempo run, kumanyira ndarama, trying to chase dreams in the land of Nehanda. Made friends and lost many, but after that, cause I'm here now, trying to make my team proud. Caps now in a small town, whether you're loving it, whether you don't, whether you share this, whether you don't. Nobody taking me down, nobody pulling me back. Nani bakatwa manje, nakwita gata manje. Game riara tanga, I'm sick of funga tira manje. Taka tangi takuronga soro, takujga natu natu. Going chipanga on the game, kwachu kwachu. All about my business, get the cheese and we out of here. Tryna build a legacy, I'm sticking to the planet. Taku pinda mumunda muyo, mapin wane uruza. Uptown to downtown to sakura te vuruza. Kashupi zapa denga sakapana chandi vuruza. Self-made, no steroids, it's touchdown, it's all I know. Is
go hard and go hard, the only thing that we know. Fambi lagu made him and that's the only way that we go. More pain and more gain, that's the issue that we on. Even if you put me down, nothing to your boy.
Your boys, we only getting started. Hustle hard, wango. I'm tuned up in the casket. Musande farire market. Murima mero hanti. Hatiko ikoko wango tona ku after party. This floor at the shutter. I see no musa sabalo telly. All my life in that gun zero at a board. I'm betting, betting. So we don't go back. We don't slow down. Someone you go at the back. It's about to go down. We could be the reason your girl got us on it. Some topics, your rap is so foreign, got me feeling xenophobic. With the team, you gon' be hating on a daily basis.
And that was Splits Louie representing the city of Rusape. That's the first time we've ever had a Give Me Five from Rusape. And I'm loving the vibe. I'm loving the tempo of the track. I'm loving the lyricism. I'm loving the way it just engages you from the start. Celatine?
Oh, as for me, all I can say about Splits Louie is he sounds very charismatic. I like the content because it sounds like very motivational. I don't know if it's a reach to say he's kind of like a young Meek because he's spitting that gospel. And I think his music has some replay value, though I would like to hear like a full project so that I can give like a full rating.
And I would like to give that song a rating of 6 out of 10. That's it for today's Give Me Five. This is Keep It Real Fridays.
6 based on what, nigga?
Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation of Bruce.
And we've got a special guest in the building who goes by the name of Mazitati Guru. Welcome.
Yo, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, welcome. Me, yes.
Let me just run through some stripes this man has. He is a Express Poetry Slam champion of 2011 and Mlomo Wako National Poetry Slam champion again of 2017. I hope I didn't leave out any other accolades.
He's also a comedian.
I do have a lot more, but then...
Okay, yeah, all right.
I think those two are the most significant currently.
Okay, yeah. All right. Welcome, feel at home, my guy.
No, thank you.
I think the first time I saw you perform was 2014 at Haifa. Must be, I think you won that thingy as well.
Oh yeah, that was 2015. Yeah, I won the Haifa Poetry Slam.
I remember U Mind was there as well. She shared the stage with you guys.
Yep, and a number of other poets as well. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, all right. Otherwise, how's the poetry thing treating you in Zimbabwe? Is it financially sustainable, you know?
Well, to be honest, I really hate starting statements with that, like okay. saying to be honest, but the truth is...
No, keep it real. You're keeping it real Fridays.
It is like any other hustle. You can, you can't have everything handed to you on a plate. It kind of used to be that way initially, like
yeah.
things were a bit easier, but then with the economic tide, as they call it,
yeah,
it's really a hustle sometimes.
But most of the sponsors you guys usually have, like Hivals, you know, they've got the bag. So I don't think it should be an issue.
Yeah, they may have the bag, but then do you have something to offer in exchange for the bag? Now, that's the real thing that matters. Like I said, it's like every other hustle. So if you can't have anything to exchange for the money, you won't really get anything. Sometimes it depends on how you put it across to people that you want something. Now, if I was to tell you that I want you to buy this phone that I have with me right now,
I'd buy.
Okay, give me the money now.
we'll talk during the break.
You see,
but I think we just rushed a little bit. How about we go back to like where it all started?
Okay.
Like when you decide to like, okay, I'm gonna pursue this full time.
That was 2013.
All right.
That was when I decided that I was going to pursue it full time. But then I started in 2011.
Yeah.
As a slam poet at the House of Hunger Poetry Slam. Then I got an opportunity to participate in another poetry slam in Johannesburg.
All right.
Through the House of Hunger Poetry Slam and Shoko Festival. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been moving around, my guy.
Yeah. He's been moving around a lot. In 2014, he toured Denmark as a spoken word artist, delivering performances as well as conducting writing and performance workshops within Danish schools and colleges. How was that?
It was hectic. It was exhausting. It was a lot of work. That's the undressed answer. But then...
In Zim, I think you're very prolific in terms of how you express yourself as a poet and the way you're bilingual. You can flip from English to Shona.
Yeah.
How's the competition though out there, like Denmark? How are they like poets?
Denmark is a Danish speaking country. It's it's not exactly an English speaking country. So the way we trade off English with Shona and our other local languages is kind of the way that they do with English and Danish. So you'd find that half the time you'd find poets performing in Danish than they would be performing in English. So we were kind of like the same because we're all trying to kusunga sunga and bataniza chirungu, you know what I mean? So yeah, in terms of that, it's kind of level.
But how were you received as a Zimbabwean poet? In Denmark,
you know, at that time there was a lot of stuff happening on the news. People were curious to know what was happening, so it wasn't more about the poets, but it was more about the Zimbabwean coming here doing poetry, but we want to know more about the Zimbabwean. So I was received well in that regard, because I was more or less a representative speaking.
Did you get questions like, oh, you're from Zimbabwe, you must be seeing a lot of new things for the first time here? And then you're like, things like what? Like running water. Did you get questions like that?
Not exactly, but it was me who made those realizations. Remember in 2014, it was more or less like the peak of the load sheddings and
the blackouts. That's when you did the Chazezesa thing.
Yeah, somewhere around there. I had done that earlier, but then 2014 was like the peak. And when I got there, I couldn't help but, you know, try to push away the feeling that the electricity was just going to shut down at any time. Like it was really uncomfortable in that regard. But as for people asking me that, nobody really got to ask me anything about that. Like people were mostly asking about the political situation and stuff. The kids did ask, because you know, when
what did they ask?
When you Google Zimbabwe, half the time you find the vendors and the portholes vendors. And stuff like those are the star
houses.
Yeah. So they'll be asking me, oh, so this is where you come from? Yeah. Then I would have to Google other parts of Zimbabwe and tell them, yeah, that's part of where I come from, but I also come from this place. You Google Zimbabwe music, it's Ijika Banana that comes up on top. So they're like, so this is the music you like? I'm like, no. Then I Google Cynic or I Google somebody else and I show them somebody. And you know, yeah, it was like that.
Didn't you get an opportunity to lie to some people? Because some people will be like, I heard in Africa there are no cars. You travel to school on like horsebacks or elephant backs. And then you'll be like, yeah, well, I'm a prince where I come from, so I ride a tiger.
Yeah, well,
I got a friend of mine in the US who actually got away with that. Shaq, can you believe?
And he got some?
He got a lot of some.
Yeah. But once you're on this international thing, like, so which countries has your craft taken you to besides Denmark?
Yeah. Same countries as border jumpers have been taken by their jumping skills.
South Africa.
Just South Africa.
Yeah, just South Africa.
All right,
so far.
All right.
He's being modest.
All right. But I'm sure there's going to be more to come. But anyway, let's just take a quick little break and we'll be right back with Matsitate Guru. I am your social architect.
Keep it real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
Young Ned, watch NTA. Ghetto Life. Let them get to all my boys. You have to know. Boys, toita makua, tapeza zedi kunyea, tonanga kubawa, kwete kuno dakwa bat, kuno wona bora, dikoka lifestyle kedu kaski, kema gora, sati wone takastika mofunga kuti zimwe ibia, no marieda kwa nebia, but ino kwa nangoma, upenyu wedu kunge dombo, boys waka woma, hobo mnona vaine masuru, boys akuzi kuda bata bana just because atina ze kuita ndikwa tino square chitamba tichidoksa zuva tadokesa zuva toni kana badeni tobaya badeni pacho ninosvika mumzi vachidya marasha haukwanise kutenga sipo even nyama yedola mudhara nepaside vanenge vachikugaira hora ndazozviona kuti chokwadi kuti vakabva kukazorora.
This is Matsitate Guru, the urban ancient poet, and you're listening to Keep It Real Fridays with Brian Willis and Celentine. Yeah.
Welcome back with Matsitate Guru, my guy. Feeling refreshed and
don't lie.
I'm refreshed.
What did you drink?
The view is better.
What did you
the
drink?
The view is better.
When did you drink
so
it?
Busy.
You already just finished now. It before we started. Zanga, when did you drink it?
Anyway, I'm about to crack off in another one. So, my guy, I'm just curious about the business side of this whole poetry game in Zimbabwe. Do you have like a management company helping you to handle your business, or you're doing everything on your own?
As of now, I'm doing everything on my own.
All right.
But I think for the past 3 years, I've been trying to find somebody to manage me. But I haven't been managing to do that. So
are you saying there are no managers, or they're just people you do not really... The ones who are there, you don't want to rock with them?
Or he's not manageable?
Maybe kind of both. But
both, okay.
Yeah. You see, half the time when I approach people with the intent to do that...
Wait, you said both. There's three here.
Yeah.
Either you can't find managers,
yeah,
or you don't like the people that come forward to manage you, or you're not manageable.
Okay, the people who come forward to manage me are like, I come off stage, right?
Yeah.
I perform, probably impress. Mm-hmm. Then after I've done
obviously
it,
obviously impress.
Yeah, okay, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Obviously.
Okay, yeah. Probably. Yeah, but anyway, obviously. I'm saying. I get off the stage. Uh-huh. Then some dude comes through holding a pint. Is like, yo, you know, I used to manage so and so and so so. We did this. We
but
did
he
that.
Won't be lying though.
Those yeah, he won't be. Half the time they won't be lying. It will be true. Yeah. Like even when you research the stuff, you find that it's true. Yeah. But then we have that conversation. I'm like, ah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
We'll talk. I'll call you.
Uh-huh.
Then when I contact them they never contact me when I give them my contact. So when I try to contact them, they never do.
Mm.
So I try to talk to them And now, being a person of awkward social skills, I'm not really like that guy who's out there, like, who speaks to people very well. Like, right now, I'm actually having to put on an act to say, yo, I'm speaking, but...
No, you just get your hat, because we noticed when you didn't have that hat on, you were someone completely different, but when you got the hat on, you were in character. So you just make sure you get it.
Let me expand a little bit on that story about him being a totally different person without the hat.
Mm, go on.
Selatine completely passed Mazitate Guru out there because dude didn't have his beanie on. Selatine did not even recognize
him. But I greeted him. I think we exchanged the greeting.
You didn't know who you were talking to, is my point.
Yeah.
So that beanie serves quite a lot of purposes.
Yeah, so you need it when you're doing your negotiations and stuff, man.
Imagine approaching corporate with a beanie like that.
Just throw out some names out there, because you said you know some people, but you know, how many people out there that are actually like managing poets and other artists that you feel, okay, yeah, maybe you might consider signing or working with this person?
This is where my ignorance is going to be exposed. I know nobody.
What's her name? Tsu? Tsungishwogwa. I'm sure she
managed
heard of her
team,
before.
Right?
Yeah, we have done a few shows that Tsungi was part of the coordinating team, being the manager for Amara and other people. Yeah, and Ten as well.
Yeah. At some point.
I was actually performed at Amara Brown's album launch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
which one did you perform? Beta size 10.
Yeah, I did that as well.
I love that one, sir. It really hurt me when you said, Guti, that was one of your least favorite.
I like the Basa one.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
I like Jazzy, sir.
You've got good taste. Brian's taste doesn't really matter. But then, So when you actually came up, you said you came on around 2013. That was around about the time when New Sofala was burning hot.
Yeah.
I think Tsungi had like almost everybody on his table, the Tens, Cynics and whatnot. Didn't want to didn't you feel like compelled to like go up there and just say like, yo, Tsungi, help a youngin out or none of that?
I was a bit intimidated though at the time.
Like you said, he's a man of awkward social skills.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's weird though. How does somebody who's so good with words not know how to use them?
I think it's a matter of choice. But like you said, I'm good with words, right?
You are.
So that means I have three different variations of a sentence anytime I try to speak. So I now have to choose between or amongst like Chirungu Chiri proper, but I prefer between them.
You know what, I actually understand what he's saying. Yeah. This guy is so much of a creative, he doesn't know when to switch off the creative. Okay. You remember like when I was saying, why did you kill my mic? And then he's like, ah,
Maureya Vanuatu. Maureya mic.
Maureya mic. And then my mic. And then your mic. I mean, there was some other third person. I was like,
But you know what? I would have thought that people like Mazitate Guru would be really flourishing in February. It's the month of love. You're the guys with all the bars. So this business of saying, hey, socially awkward, what? I don't know how things... I just have to ask. So how are things in that department?
Oh, I take my time. I'm not like a sniper who just goes through and does what I do. I usually try to create a relationship with someone that is not a relationship in that sense. You know what I mean? Then when I get to know each other with somebody, it becomes easier for me to comfortably say what I need to say. So yeah, it's like that.
Go on.
Oh, okay. So I sense an awkward question coming.
Have you ever like written a personalized poem for a girl?
Because I've done that.
Met the right girl?
I kind of feel I'm a copywriter, right?
Okay.
Like that's my marketing. So I kind of feel like I'm selling myself to someone, and in a way, I'm not really being honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I feel as though I'll be creating a world. Like the same way I create words when I write poetry.
So
I usually want to present the true me or the real me, like the genuine me.
Yeah.
End of which, the real me is that guy who struggles to pick words, pick sentences.
No, but that's the point of poetry, man. You're supposed to lie.
Okay, I think I'll take...
Okay, not lie as such, but maybe exaggerate.
No, say your truth, bro.
No, exaggerate. I mean, because me, when I wrote poetry to ladies, I mean, I won't lie. Me, I was lying.
All right.
Lying flat all right. out.
There you have it.
Yeah, well, sorry to all my exes. Anyway, whatever. But that's what I think poetry is
so
about.
Just
you know,
apologizing
it's,
to exes.
It's all about, you know, putting the I never lied to my wife, so shut up. It's all about putting spices onto the reality of things, yeah. you know, and making things look sound more surreal.
Yeah.
So I think it's okay to use it in that regard to write to a girl. You know, describe her body like a Coca-Cola bottle, you know. You know, your eyes, I get lost in your eyes. There are these galaxies of, I don't know what words you would put in there, but then like,
but what if
isn't
she what if she is
about?
Shaped like the number 8?
Then say she's shaped like number 8. The offensive one would be like, hey, you're shaped like a number 1.
Oh
yeah, snap. that will probably get you in the shit.
yeah I know.
All I know is I'm just gonna hit this guy on the low and get a few bars, just push my game a little bit. I don't care to get a ghostwriter one.
You know what,
it's a team effort.
I'm not even going to contest that.
Yeah,
do you know why?
What's that?
I think you need the help.
I don't mind.
You serious?
Teamwork
makes
the dream
work.
Yeah, I don't mind. Everybody needs a little help.
But you know what, when you're speaking of bars, this guy, you've actually got a discography.
What up?
Is this in terms of rap albums or poetry? The Cine, The Struggle Is Necessary.
Yeah, it was poetry.
That was poetry?
Yeah.
That was in 2013?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there was Nzebe Zinonzwa.
Yeah, Nzebe, FBI, Far Beyond I.
Yeah,
Nzebe
Far
Zinonzwa.
Beyond. Yeah, Nzebe Zinonzwa. Kure
Kwemeso. Yeah, it's a play on words. Kure Kwemeso Nzebe Zinonzwa. Far Beyond I, as in Kure Kwangu Inine Foot. Like,
you know, I figured when I was looking at these titles, because even Cine, the way the acronym is put together, yeah, it's T.S.I.N.E. And it stands for The Struggle Is Necessary.
Yeah, but it actually stands for This True Goal Is Necessary. Like, they're actually dosing between the struggle and, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, the ish.
This true
Dude,
goal
you
is
see,
necessary.
He's, that's why, I think that's why he never is unable to speak to people normally. Because the creative side just never switches off.
But you know, not to offend some of the ladies out there, you might need to dumb it down a little bit.
No, he doesn't.
Because they might not get it.
No, he don't. If she doesn't get it, she's not for you.
Exactly. Same. That's what I was about to say.
Hey, my guy.
No. Like I told you, you need help. Because this guy is the kind of guy where any girl works.
Okay.
So some warnings.
I'm sure you'd know because we've been on the prowl together. But anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we have been on the prowl together.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
No.
But back to the man of the hour. Yeah. I think one of the last, the latest projects I heard you on was the Noble Styles album.
Yeah.
How was the creative process with that? I know Noble is also a wordsmith as well.
He's crazy. That's the proper description. They're both lunatics.
Okay. Here's the thing. You're just mentioning Noble Styles.
Sharky.
Munetsi was actually supposed to be on the track. I think you'll be on the deluxe version of the track.
Moo.
Yeah.
Okay.
King Moo.
Yeah. That Nyadzwagad is the track.
All right.
So I started writing the verse knowing that I have these two beasts on the track. And I really needed to do justice. I wouldn't want to be the guy who would be on the track like the part where people then skip to the next track, was most likely I would be coming last. So I was like, okay, let me try to do something. But ish.
But yeah, don't you think that's like the mistake most artists make when they're like on a song or some sort of project with some other artist? It's all about outperforming this other guy, and in the process of working to outperform this other guy, you lose yourself completely.
No, it wasn't a question of outperforming. It's a question of performing on par or trying to live up to. Boys, yo, I've been listening to Munetsi for a while. I actually do a ritual every time I do slam poetry, like when I go on for poetry slam.
Yep.
There's a track that I listen to
from
Kuda.
Yeah. Now that guy is a beast for real.
Yeah. You know, so being that, like, I knew that I had to do something. I had to do justice for me being included on the track, because it was an honor. You know what I mean? So it wasn't a question of outperforming the people, because I knew even if I was going to try that, it probably wouldn't work. but I just wanted to do something that, you know, that would live up to me being included on it.
Okay.
But like you're saying, it is a mistake when you get into it. When you get into it with that mentality of saying, "Yo, I wanna outperform this person,"
yeah,
you lose yourself. But then I don't think I lost myself on that one. So
okay, yeah. So you managed to keep it within the proper margins.
Yeah. Now that's for people to decide. But yeah, I think so.
Yeah. No, I think if you're happy with yourself, then it's cool. But then also another question I wanted to ask you: how do you come up with your poems? Like topics for starters.
Okay.
There's Metesa is 10.
Okay.
Chazesesa.
Yeah.
There's the, which one? Mabasa. What's it called?
Yeah, Mabasa.
Mabasa. How do you like those topics, right? What makes you come up with these everyday struggles, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
But then like the words now, how do you get the inspiration to twist words the way you do?
I do not know. But then how it usually, like the pieces that you mentioned came from real life experiences. Like the Zesa piece, I was writing an assignment back at uni. Then the guesses are zapped. And yeah, I lost
speaking
my
of which.
Oh, okay.
Zesa just went.
Zesa just went. I was like,
and you hadn't saved.
Yeah, and I hadn't saved anything.
Mm-hmm. No.
So I started writing. That's when I wrote that poem, because I was really like, yo, what the flip. But then, you know, I took it lightly. I wasn't really that mad, even though I was supposed to submit the assignment that very day. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know, procrastination and stuff. Most university people do that, so you people
not
shouldn't
even
judge me.
I never went to uni and I did that, so yeah, don't worry, exactly. You're preaching to the choir.
So yeah,
sorry, before you leave that, what did you study and did you complete?
Aman.
Okay.
Aman, yeah. Why are you putting
we're
a person
there
on the spot there?
We're
man?
Going like, there.
No, because no, there's a reason to that question.
We're going
cause,
there.
Cause, yeah.
Okay, I didn't complete.
Okay.
Yeah. I was studying IT and computing.
All right. Now, all right. Okay. Yeah. All right. No, I just want to see if there was a correlation to some of your content.
Oh, okay.
See, maybe if it's things about
hence the question you put, yeah, did you complete was not necessary.
Oh, okay.
All right, you needed to know was what he studied.
No, I just want to know, since he was talking about procrastination.
No.
So, but yeah, just back to the poetry craft. I know you guys are really slick with the words and stuff, but one of the things I would have loved to see from like our community is like a collaborative like piece or audio, like a compilation, like you and Black Pearl there, my man So Profound over here, like two poems a piece or whatever. Are there things like that or things like that in the works?
Yeah, we have had a lot of discussions about those things.
Yeah.
I think for the past 7 years. And such things just tend not to,
no,
to
right?
tend to fruition. I think for the most part it's because we have other lives apart from the performance, for the performance life. I think with other art forms it may be viable. I remember a time when Japraza was earning 60 grand or something like that.
Sure.
That's what I read. Please, this is not confirmed information. I'm just saying something that I heard from somebody. But I'm saying
he's doing his poetry thing. So yeah it's not true.
But then for everybody else, like for us poets, yo, it's really something to get paid for a gig and be happy with what you get. You know what I mean? Like half the time you have to negotiate for a contract that you can say, okay, I can get to live by this, but it's not necessarily what you can say. I would actually earn a living from it.
Yeah.
So because of that, we have a whole lot of things happening and it's really hard to put people together. There used to be a time when organizations were willing to put in money.
Uh-huh.
And that used to happen, but that was before the performance poetry scene was like, you know, as flourishing as it is. Flourishing in quotes. I'm actually gesturing right now, so I'm speaking to the mic so people would know. And that was when and during the time, like back then, it was mostly into the literature aspect of it. That's why you see there are a lot of anthologies where a number of poets from different parts of Zimbabwe are included. But now you barely find that. So we get to get events being funded. We get to get people paying for events, but not necessarily for records and for such things. But I think now that you mentioned it, I think...
Yeah.
I might want to push that and try to see that.
I'll be here for it when you decide to do
me
that.
Me too.
Like, for real.
Because all these people that you mentioned, So Profound, Black Pearl, and Tate, they all do separate events. but I've never really seen. I'm sure you guys can come together for one of them at some point.
And for some reason, it's been like almost the same faces for the past almost 10 years.
Nana Aura, the poet.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys make it intimidating for newer artists to like come up or want to be on your platforms and you'd be like, no.
No, it was a question of continuity. Yeah. Mm. I mean, for a number of poets, like for most poets, from the Harare side of things, not necessarily from everywhere else. I actually came from Masingo, right? I started
Las Vegas.
Yeah, yep. I started living in Harare in 2010. And when I was in Masingo, I wasn't even identified as a poet, even by myself. I used to write. I used to, you know, and people would just say, mfano inyambo, mfano anongo sekeza, and all. But it wasn't like from the poetry perspective. But when I came here, that's when I started realizing, okay, there's this happening. Mm-hmm. And now the Book Cafe was like the central hub for things at
Manenberg,
I guess, exactly, and the Manenberg. And poetry used to thrive in those spaces. But then since the closure of the Book Cafe in 2014, 2015, I think,
Didn't the Vault try to pick up from where Manenberg left off?
Yeah, it did, but then now the difference is the Manenberg was okay, not the Manenberg as such, but yeah, the Manenberg and the Book Cafe were more into the artsy side of things rather than the business of the
Vault is more into business.
Yeah, it was more into business.
But don't you think that's like a nudge for you artists in Zim to like up your business as well, a notch?
Yeah, it is. That's why they are the same faces half the time, was
because you guys, you learn the business side
exactly.
Of things.
We are
the
working
other ones,
to
they fell off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who fell off? In your words, man. Be honest. Keep it real.
That's a dope title for a diss poem. Who fell off? And I'm not going to be saying anything right now. Yo.
I know Comrade Fatso is
fell off.
No, he didn't fell off.
Yeah, I'm asking. I know he's visible in other things, but I mean as a poet,
do you think he fell off? He didn't fall off.
Sure? I think he transcended.
Yeah, exactly. And he's doing well as a comedian now. He's doing well as an arts promoter.
No, I mean as a poet. Let's not put in all the other.
You just want him to say he failed.
As a poet.
As a poet, I answered you. He transcended. He's now promoting other poets.
No, as a poet, I can't really.
Did he become a CEO?
I can speak for him as a poet.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I actually never saw Comrade Fatso as a poet.
Me neither.
I came to Zimbabwe Harare. Yeah, Harare is not Zimbabwe, sorry. I came to Harare in 2010. I came to Harare in 2010, right? And Comrade Fatso, I'm sure he was done with his poetry performances. He was now more into performing music and transitioning into a comedian, like a comedian. So I can't really say he fell off because I never saw him. I can't. Okay, from what I do not know, I have no idea.
I wouldn't say he fell off though, because but I also never saw him as a poet.
Yeah.
To be honest, but I remember looking him up and seeing him with dreadlocks.
Yeah,
this guy was this artsy.
Dude was on CNN and stuff doing things. You know. So
the first time I saw him, he had dreadlocks. Mm. Then when he cut his hair, that's when I realized, this dude is actually of the fairer skin. Mm. I thought he was colored, you know, half the time. But that's besides the point. But that is to say, I didn't know him like that well. And it would be unfair for me to say that I do know him in that regard, even up to now. I just know him as a promoter mostly.
Yeah, this guy is so PC.
But in all honesty, Comrade Fatso has done a lot for the arts.
I'm not disputing that.
That's why I said he transcended. There's a point where
PC.
It's not even PC. You can't say a person fell off
as an artist.
He didn't. If he's promoting other.
In terms of craft and putting out
projects.
Can
you say Jay-Z fell off?
Jay-Z fell off as an artist for me. He might be worth a billion, got title dude. And all that, but anyway, that's a what discussion for another day.
Okay, is this what you want me to say?
That's what he wants you to say. Exactly.
Yes.
I do not recognize him as a poet.
Okay. No, that's respectable.
And other artists, you never know. This might just inspire them to come back.
Oh, okay.
The other ones who you might feel, Ninki hasn't really been on the surface in a while. It's been like since 2014. So, you know, it's all right to say that. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Let me throw out a name. You mind.
Do you think she fell off? Or you made a U-turn.
You mind.
Yeah.
Ooh, I see a play on words coming.
No, okay. Hold on. No, it's not. It's not. I mean, you mind is on fire. I mean,
yeah.
On every aspect.
Yeah, yeah.
The promotional side of things. Mm. She's actually one of the people keeping the poetry scene alive right now.
She's still in Cape Town.
Yeah. I don't know. Sure, I know not which city, but I know she's in South Africa right now
for poetry.
Yeah.
So which is a good thing. Oh, yeah. Right. She's winning. She's winning.
And she's promoting events here in Zim. Like,
shout out to her.
Yeah, exactly.
Mowgli.
And she, as a performing artist as well, she's doing that. The business, she's doing that. Mm. I mean, her brand is really growing. So, yeah.
Yeah. That I can respect. But, so anyway, we're just going to dash to a quick little break, man. Got Mads Tatiguru in the building.
Are we coming back to my favorite segment?
Yeah, coming back to that segment. Yeah, that naughty one. I am your social architect, guys.
And
it's good to be
Brian
back.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
This is Enlisted International.
Yeah, Tari Rogon, Hushingi Gon, Kure Kwe Gavandoku Sina Tufu, Bara my slave in my forefathers land, Mizimu Ivete like Jesu for 3 days. Get a Gajari Wana, Momuri Kumakayeva Kumusoro, to teach a say Ivadiki Kutena Kanava Singambo, one Woka Minduro, Dai Jai Vida, Maya Wambushika Tambu Kuru Kura Tambu, one Sana, Maya Uno Yera, Mondi Jekesera, Motivinikera, Imi Vedega. Makati dura radona, tigaramba takamira, vakati vanotorua, tigaramba takashinga, mabasa akanzi apera, tigaramba tichishanda, migwagwa mizhinji yapera, asi muzhira vanongoti sunga, asi kutaura kune mawani, zvitore nani kufira mumbere, mumondoro dzataipira mubani, tivandudzeiwo vakuru we.
Hatichadi namo vedu we, kwatabva veamakure sei, tichishanda vamwe varere. Kundiso vakuruwe hatichadi namo veduwe kwatabave amakura sei tichishanda vamwe varere tipei kundiso vakuruwe 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 matichodini vakuruwe matichodini vakuruwe matichodini vakuruwe 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 matichodini vakuruwe matichodini vakuruwe matichodini vakuruwe.
Keep it real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
And we're back to the final and main event of Keep It Real Fridays. Let me alley-oop to my man, Brian Willis.
Shush. Let me present it, man. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my favorite segment. This is SMF.
Smash, marry, or friend zone. What's your taste like?
Talk about it.
Our guest gets given 3 names.
Matatu.
And he has to, yeah, Mazitate Guru gets Mazita Matatu.
Mm.
Anyway, sorry. So he gets to choose whether he would smash, marry, or friend zone any of the ladies from this list. They are ladies, right?
Yeah, they're ladies.
Okay, I just had to make sure.
Just because he's a poet and he goes to some of these funny countries.
doesn't mean. I had to make sure. You can only use each option once.
Okay.
Yeah, and you have to tell us why.
Alley-oop the rock back to me, and here are the names. You've got Black Pearl, you've got Cindy Mnyavi, and we've got Madam Boss.
Okay. Oh, shit!
Black Pearl.
Which Black Pearl?
The poet.
Okay.
Or poetess. Hmm. Oh, there are two Black Pearls, remember? The rapper.
Noble Styles, Black Pearl, and then there's Watanabe.
She's more like a model, Black though. I haven't really heard from her in a minute. But.
Okay, so you say Black Pearl?
Black Pearl?
Yeah.
Cindy Mnyavi.
Okay.
And Madam Boss.
Madam Boss,
you know? Out friend zone, Madam Boss.
Why?
She's too medium-ish, you know what
too
I mean?
Too medium-ish.
Yeah.
All right.
What's too medium-ish?
She old?
No, but she acts a little bit too mature for me, like.
Okay. She's too mature.
Okay. Childish mature.
Mature.
Yeah,
okay.
Like,
Madam Boss is too childish.
Okay, her humor is a bit mature for me.
I saw T once, and the humor, Madam Boss, you're like a kurenge mazoya stepmother.
Shout out, that was T1. I saw that.
Yeah, I saw that as well. But then that's not
that's not the reason.
Yeah, okay. That's not the reason. I just don't relate to her humor. But apparently, a lot of people do. So I think I'm outside that.
You know, you are allowed to think she's shit. I mean, it's allowed. You just don't vibe with her humor. It's a lie.
I wouldn't say saying someone is shit is a bit taking it too far.
But okay, what I meant to say was he's allowed to say he thinks he's shit. Anyway, next person.
I think I'll marry Black Pearl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
We're actually pretty good friends, actually. Yeah. So, as far as I know her, yeah.
Wananobudai papo.
Spitting bars.
Aha, that kid will be rapping from the womb.
So which means automatically
I'd smash Cindy.
You smash Cindy.
Why?
Have you met her before?
Yeah, I've met her before. And this is the funny thing. It's not funny, but I actually met Cindy the same day I met Madam Boss.
Okay.
Okay.
But I met Cindy.
Did you imagine a threesome?
No, not necessarily. It's just that
a poetic threesome.
Yeah. Kind of.
You imagined a poetic threesome.
Not necessarily, but yeah.
But you know what, Mazitate Guru, today is your lucky day. Yeah. And just a few weeks ago we discovered on this very show that Cindy is single. Hopefully nothing has changed. She is single, so you can shoot your shot
to the universe.
When we had marks, remember?
Was that last week?
I said a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So you can feel free to just shoot your shot and just, you can even give a little shout out right now. She listens to the show. So you never know, man.
Yeah, Cindy, can all roma dindindi ongon the guy who chingos out in the dindindindi before I get a chichi, sepano rabera wrestling with ding ding ding, sarin ting ting, we are just our wagera. Saraji inditongo report, as okay, and Rutambangas and Dure and Rungo Tower. Bagumana and Dindi Towers and the Tower, but as is the Nanshi, that will get under Mulan of Furigaona. But anyway, I know most. Gaishi Kungaji Gumreba.
The month of love,
Cindy.
We'll be waiting for your response next weekend, Cindy. So yeah.
Oh, okay. I read a poem.
Yeah. All right. That was a good one. Just tell us about this year's Poetry Slam. It's about to happen, right?
The African Poetry Slam.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Before we
a number of poetry movements from different countries.
Yep.
Are putting together a poetry slam. It's a multilingual poetry slam where you find people from Anglophone countries like Zimbabwe, people from Francophone countries like countries that speak French.
What about China?
It's an African poetry slam.
African?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's African, Brian.
Yeah, so...
China is taking a lot of countries by storm, so you never know. There might be some Chinese-speaking Africans.
You seem to be sinking in quicksand by
I am
response.
Not sinking in quicksand.
Yeah. But anyway, go on, good sir.
Yeah, so it's going to be an amalgamation of different tongues, like a Pentecost, an African Pentecost of some sort.
Mm.
I don't quite know how it's going to work out because I'm not part of the organizers, but I'm sure they have everything in order. So I was in Bulawayo last year in November. We had the National Poetry Slam.
Yep.
Championship or whatever, and I won that slam. So
I am not surprised.
Congrats to you.
Well done, though.
So that's how I qualified for the
last year. We were at the awards. We won an award too, man. I mean, not to brag.
Yeah, I saw a frame when I walked in. I was like, okay,
yeah, it's right there by
online.
The door.
Yeah.
Gold class. What?
Yeah.
just tell the peoples where they can find you online or any of your works.
Okay. Right now I'm doing a series. I call it My Rhymes with Chipisa. That I post a new poem every Saturday. I make sure I write that poem. Either I would have written it long back, but then never gave it to the people, or I would have written it that very same week or even the same day.
It's like the one I saw with Chiwacha.
Yeah, the one.
Please, we need actually, more of those.
If you look closely in that video, you can actually see a rhyme book that's on the floor. So I wrote it on that spot. Like, I was actually watching. I was like, okay, let me write this. Then I wrote that, and I asked somebody to just shoot something, and
that's
I posted
creativity.
It. Yeah.
That's creativity right there. All I'm actually going to record him do something, actually.
All right.
Yeah, we're gonna do that.
So where can people find you online?
I have a Facebook page. It's called Mazitati Guru. Mm-hmm. Like that's like the brand page. Mm-hmm. But if you want to keep it real, if you want the more or less real me, but not necessarily the real me, but the something closer, okay. Like without the political correctness, without the PC.
Okay.
I have a Facebook account. It's Tendegai Tati. There's a Tendegai P Tati. Ignore that one. Mm. There's Tendegai Tati.
Is that a fan who's an imposter or is it
no? It's actually my account, but it's the one where I befriend my mother, my father, my uncles. I post the good stuff.
You're very PC towards family.
Yeah. Well. You know, there have to be some boundaries. There are stuff that I do not know about my own parents, like. How did I get here?
I think all of us wouldn't like to know
exactly.
That, man.
You know what I mean? So
imagine who's in which position. Ish.
Yeah, it's
no,
it's,
thank you.
So I try to keep it away from them in that regard. But then they get to see newspapers. Thank goodness I haven't been in H Metro yet. So yeah.
Yet, okay. You know it's coming. Brian, where can they find you?
Brian Willis, you can find me on Facebook, Brian Willis Cashbit, or Brian Willis ZW on Twitter and Instagram, and that's it.
All right, and you can find Keep It Real Fridays on at Keep It Real FRI on Twitter, and Keep It Real Fridays on Instagram, and at Keep It Real Fridays again on Facebook. And I am Celatine, your social architect, at @SELETINE, # social architect. Mazitati Guru, thank you for pulling up on us, and please come again soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and good luck at the Slam Championship 2018.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Handshake on a podcast.
Yeah.
Really, dude?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And we out.
Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Congratulations on the baby, Calvin. Trust me, it's a beautiful feeling, man. It's really a beautiful feeling.
Yo, fam, it's an amazing feeling, man. I now feel how you felt too, D. Like, I don't wanna lie, man. It's fucking amazing! Okay, now I have to cut down on the swearing.
I just wanna hold you in my arms, yeah, and look into your eyes, yeah, and tell you everything that's in my heart, yeah, cause you are royal, feel like I am not, yeah. I just wanna hold you in my arms, yeah, and look into your eyes, yeah, and tell you everything that's in my heart, yeah, cause you are royal, feel like I am not, yeah. Teach you things that they never taught me. I just wanna show you things that they never showed me. I just wanna see you smile, see you happy. I just wanna give you things they never gave me. Cause you ain't got a want for nothing, no, no, no. You ain't got a cry for nothing, no, no, no. Cause daddy always gonna be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll be like your Superman, yeah, yeah, yeah. You and I matching outfits when we going out. You and I talking that when we going out. Everybody knows that I'm a king and you's a younger one. But the first thing that I wanna do is I just wanna hold you in my arms, yeah, and look into your eyes, yeah, and tell you everything that's in my heart, yeah. Cause you are royal, feel like I am not, yeah. I just wanna hold you in my arms, yeah, and look into your eyes, yeah. And tell you everything that's in my heart, yeah. Cause you are royal, feel like I am not, yeah. King, so you gotta look like one. I'ma call you king, so you gotta move like one, yeah. You represent me, so you gotta do it well.
follow my steps, but move at your own pace, boy. Yeah. But I know you could do better, cause I'ma lead you in the right direction. Yeah, pay less attention to those haters, cause they always here to break your focus, boy. Yeah, I'ma teach you about these girls, yeah. Yeah, and I'ma teach you about this world too. Yeah, and ask me how will you boost me next son. But over much, over much, over much. I just wanna hold you in my arms, yeah. And look into your eyes, yeah. And tell you everything that's in my heart, yeah. Cause you are royalty like I am not, yeah. I just wanna hold you in my arms, yeah.
Capital 263.